Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. This is the fourth episode in my mini series about confidence. We've talked about why faking it till you make it might actually hurt more than it helps. We've gone over three big lies we tell ourselves about confidence. And then last week, we talked about three truths that will help you build your confidence. I mentioned the 5C confidence formula in those episodes. And today, this is what I'm going to describe to you. So buckle up and let's go. And before we dive in, here's your thought, your powerful, inspiring thought for today. This time, I want to see what happens if I don't give up. In the past couple of episodes, I've given you some powerful thoughts to use. I reminded you, you are far more capable than you know. Then I asked you to remember that a lack of confidence doesn't mean you're not ready. If you like these kinds of encouraging thoughts, well, I've got a little treat for you. When you sign up for my free Coaches Online Business Academy, that's the vault where I store all kinds of amazing resources to help you. You sign up and in there, I've got something new. I created some free screensavers. They are graphics that I created in Canva and you can use them for your phone home screen. It's a super helpful way to remind yourself of the powerful thoughts that you're practicing, because when you think better, you will feel better. And when you feel better, more confident, more positive, more inspired, more empowered, you will do better. And you'll find that it's going to be way easier to be effective and execute the next steps in your plan. Changing my phone home screen is one of the ways that I remind myself the thoughts that I'm practicing. Our thoughts are optional. Our words are powerful. And we can learn and integrate new thoughts. When we choose powerful thoughts, we create the emotions that go with them. The emotions of determined and motivated, committed, empowered, and more. And since our feelings fuel our actions, the more we take supportive and empowering actions, then we take power away from our tendency to procrastinate and avoid. I'll put the link to sign up in the show notes. Then you can sign up, download the graphics, and start practicing those thoughts. So let's talk about the 5C formula. To begin with, the 5Cs are decide and commit. The first C is that commit. The second is courage. The third is capable. Then we have confidence. And number 5 is compassion. So the 5Cs again are decide and commit, courage, capable, confidence, and compassion. Don't worry, I'll put a graphic in the blog post that goes with this episode so you can click through and have a look at it for those of you who are visual learners. Now, this is not a ladder. It's not one of those things that we climb and get to the top. It's actually a cycle that we move through. Some days you're going to feel indecisive. Some days you're going to forget what you're capable of. When I identify how I'm feeling, it's my reminder of how to move to the next step in this 5C confidence formula. If I'm feeling indecisive, it's time for me to commit. If I'm feeling capable, then my next step is going to be to shift into confidence. Compassion, or rather self-compassion, is always a good place to land. If you're not sure how you're feeling, or the step for you to take next to move forward, practice self-compassion, and it's going to help you. I'll talk a little bit more about it as I describe each of the C's to you in a bit more detail. So the first C, decide and commit. Deciding is a superpower. and it happens in an instant. It doesn't take time to decide. After you've decided, you'll know what to do. You've either decided or you haven't. And don't be fooled. If you haven't decided, you have actually made a decision. You've decided to stay in indecision. You haven't chosen your path. Nothing happens until you decide. Every single thing that you have in your life started with a decision. It's an act of self-empowerment. And it might sound something like this in your mind. I've decided. Or I can decide to. Now, we get scared. We get scared that we're going to make the wrong decision. And we put a ton of emphasis on not making mistakes, not making bad decisions. Now, I'm not talking about bad decisions in quotation marks that are going to be harmful or cause harm. I'm talking about the kinds of decisions as to whether you're going to post a live video on social media today. If you're maybe been toying with the idea of writing and posting a blog, maybe you thought that you should attend a networking event or reach out to that really interesting person. I'm talking about the kind of decisions that are going to help move you towards the goal that you want. Try this on for size. What if every decision you made was a good one? You're either going to have things go well, or you're going to learn from what happened. That way, if you're learning, you're getting feedback, and that feedback will help you move towards your right path. So it's possible, isn't it, that every single decision is a good decision? Then once you've made that decision, commit to taking the next step. Now, notice, I didn't say commit to the entire journey or commit to the next 10 steps, just that one next step. Now, when I use this 5C formula, I don't try to change the world in one fell swoop. I take the next step, that one right in front of me, and the smaller, the better. Our emotions change day to day to day, and sometimes even hour to hour. And if you're noticing that you're feeling stuck or indecisive or lost or overwhelmed, it's your sign that the next step in the 5C cycle is to decide and commit. When you decide and commit, you're going to feel decisive. You're going to feel at choice, and you're going to get clarity because you know what you're going to do next. The second C is courage. So here you are. You made your decision and you've committed to taking that one next tiny step. Now you're ready for a dose of courage. Courage means with heart, the ability to do something that frightens you. And truthfully, there is no way around it. Courage often feels terrible before. It means you're taking a risk and you're moving past your self-imposed limits and you're moving out of the safety of your comfort zone. So yeah, it can feel nerve-wracking. But remember, I'm not asking you to take on the world. I only am asking you to take on the next step. That's what's so great about this 5C approach. Step by step by step, and you'll get there. If it's too scary, take a moment and look for those past times where you've been courageous. Remind yourself by looking for evidence that you have already been that person. You can even ask, how am I already courageous? We have this mistaken idea that courage is always huge, like the hero in a movie. But courage is both the big event and in the small actions too. It's easier when we remember that this doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It could just be one tiny step, one thought. Maybe you spoke up that one time. Maybe you stood up when you wanted to sit down. Maybe you believed in yourself when you'd rather give up. And the fun thing about courage is that, yeah, it can feel nerve-wracking before, but the rush that you get after taking that step, boom, it's instantaneous. I did it. If I can do that, I can do anything. So if you get stuck and you can't figure out that next step, ask yourself, what would my courageous self do? And before you take that courageous step, Remember, you are going to feel nervous. You are going to feel a little afraid. But remember, after you take that step, you're going to feel empowered. Watch and see how you personally experience courage. The third C is capable. Okay, we're on a roll. You decided and you committed with the first C. Then you practice courage with the second C. And with time and repetition and learning, you're going to notice that you're starting to feel increasingly better. You feel capable. You feel competent when you're making some progress. You're not at 100%. I get that. But you're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? This is the place of learning and when you're going to start to see traction. The more you take these small acts of courage, the quicker you will feel capable. Remember when I said we have to pass through courage to get to capable? It also means we're passing through courage to get to our goal of confident. Capable means you start to feel competent and effective. You may find yourself thinking thoughts like, you know what? I'm getting there. Or I am making progress. All right. Now the fourth C, confident. You have grown so much. And now here you are. You've landed in that fourth C of confidence. Confidence feels great. It's the byproduct of all the other C's. It's the thing that we want. Now, if you want to feel confident, you know what to do. You start with the first C. You decide and commit. And then you use your courage. You learn, you practice, and you become capable. And eventually, confident will happen. Find out where you are in that 5C cycle. And then all you need to focus on is taking the next step. If you're indecisive, you know it's time to decide and commit. Then you're on to courage. And then you keep learning and practicing. You become capable. And now you know you must land at confidence when you put all of that into practice. The fifth C. So far, it sounds pretty sensible and logical, right? And many, many people who teach about confidence stop right there. But I'm curious, wouldn't you like to make it even easier? The fifth C is the C of compassion, self-acceptance. And compassion means to treat yourself like a dear friend. We've got this weird idea. We think that we have to be hard on ourselves. We have to crack the whip to make progress. Has that ever really gotten you far? More than likely, when you're always harsh with yourself, you're going to rebel. After all, the pain of not doing anything is far better than the pain of having done something and then getting raked over the coals for it, right? At least if you don't do anything, you haven't wasted the energy. And you can pretend at least that, I'll do it soon or I'll do it later. But when we're compassionate with ourselves, everything is easier. Courage is easier. So is deciding. Committing is easier. And taking action is definitely easier and learning too, because you're not going to berate yourself if it's not perfect. More than anything, this C, the fifth C of compassion, is the most important of the formula. What would be possible for you if you had your own back, no matter what the outcome? Well, you'd be a lot more likely to learn from your mistakes and try again, right? So how do we do this? How do we put this into action? We decide and we commit to ourselves. We create and build a relationship with ourselves. Now, I know it's easy to say, but you know, I don't know how to do that. I've never done it before. And that's okay, because we all start from the beginning. And it's really, really okay if this is a new skill for you. So let me show you how to get started. You start with your thoughts and feelings. You might practice thoughts like these. No matter what happens, I will have my own back. Or if I make a mistake, I am still going to be kind to myself. You might ask yourself these questions. How are you, friend? Or how are you feeling, honey? You might ask yourself, what do you need? What do you need right now? What do you need to feel safe and secure? And when you practice these thoughts, don't just say the words and rush past them. No, you want to say them slowly. Relax, breathe, and feel them change the physical sensations in your body. I don't know if you noticed, but when I said those thoughts, I have a feeling of being very grounded and centered in my body. When I say to myself, how are you, friend? There is the feeling of caring. When I say to myself, no matter what happens, I will have my own back, I give myself that feeling of safety and security. These thoughts will conjure up feelings of comfort and safety and curiosity and security for you too. So have fun practicing them. Treat yourself like a friend. This isn't about slacking or letting yourself off the hook when you know you're ready to take that courageous leap. It's more about being kind to yourself all the way through the process. And listen, I know that if you've been practicing being a drill sergeant with yourself for years, it's going to take a little bit of time and effort, but the quality of your life is going to be so much better. And this is my wish for you, that you will take this to heart. So decide and start today. It won't take long before those thoughts start to show up every day, unbidden, just going to show up out of nowhere. And you will be surprised how quickly you can make these changes. You are the only person who can decide to practice self-compassion for yourself. Nobody else can give this to you. It's a gift that you and you alone can give yourself. Now, if you're resistant and you're having a problem with this whole self-compassion thing, maybe it just feels too weird to you, begin by using the phrase self-respect. You may find it's an easier place to start. Replace self-respect with self-compassion. Doesn't create so much resistance in some of my clients. And so I'm just offering that to you as an additional place to enter this place. Kind of a tongue twister, but that's the way it is. So we've done it. These are the 5 C's of confidence formula. Decide and commit, courage, capable, confident, and most important, compassion, self-compassion. Now, next week, I'm going to share a little bit more about how to put this 5C formula into practice. So make sure to listen in. Did you know that I love my clients? They are high achievers, and I am honored to invite you to be part of my community too. If you are ready to get started, sign up for my free resource library, the Coaches Online Business Academy. There's a lot of free help waiting for you right now there. And don't forget to download and use those inspiring free screensavers. And if you want even more help, maybe you've just had enough of trial and error and trying to figure it all out on your own, and you're thinking that maybe you want to work more closely with me, click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply to work with me. I will be back to speak with you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.